Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey, fantasy football owners. I'm Matt Harmon from Reception Perception. Join me and James Coe as we take a deep dive into the position that will make or break your fantasy roster, wide receivers. We analyze route running, target share, and all the metrics that really matter. We do the work so that you can just make smart decisions. Sit back and amaze your friends. Your wide receiver one won't change, but it's the nitty-gritty, it's the flex and the waiver wire pickups. That's where your league is won or lost. So follow Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Albert Breer joins us now on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline as he joins us every single Thursday here throughout the year. Albert, welcome to the show. Can I get you officially on Guardians bandwagon knowing there's not a chance in hell the Red Sox are going to make the playoffs?
I guess so. I haven't watched baseball at all this year, so you're going to have to fill me in on a whole bunch of stuff. But, yeah, they got in, right? So, and I like Tito's still there, right?
No, Stephen Vogt, new manager.
Oh, see, that's how little I know right now. So I would jump on board. I would jump on board to that. I don't know if I can pull for you guys to win the whole thing just because – I got too many friends that have been easy targets that are from there over the years, and that would kind of take that away. But I can at least root for them in the first couple of rounds.
Well, but think about this. The Guardians likely will have to beat the Astros in the first round. Who doesn't hate them? And then to go to the World Series in the ALCS, they'd probably have to beat the Yankees. As a Boston fan, what more could you want? Yeah. Out of a Cleveland team.
I guess you're right. So, go Guards.
That was the most haphazard. Go Guards. that was you pacifying me, and I appreciate it.
You didn't believe me saying that?
No.
Well, I still thought Tito was there, so you can see where I stand.
Albert, I guess we'll start here with the lack of offense early in the season. There have been some wild theories about what the NFL should do to fix the offensive problem. Is the NFL concerned about the lack of offense and certainly passing offense early in the season?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's a little too early for that. I think you have to get at least a month to 6 weeks under your belt before you really make any sort of sweeping conclusions about the way things are going. But, they've gone in to correct some of these things, and I use the word correct with air quotes, you know, because – I don't know that, like, a lot of football people would necessarily think anything is necessarily wrong. But I do think some of this is attributable to the bastardization of the offseason and how the rules have made it so it's harder and harder for teams to get ready to go play football. We've seen sloppy play really over the last decade or so because of the changing dynamics of the offseason. So that's part of it. And, I think the other piece is just the way football evolves, you know, and it's just, I mean, I always laugh when you get like, and I was this person at one point too, but like you get people who are, you know, first covering the league and they're 25, 26, 27 years old. And they like think that whatever is new in the league at that point is revolutionary. And the truth is that football just kind of keeps it evolving and, it's like this big cat and mouse game, right? Like, so, you know, I think you see more power running games now. Well, why is that? Well, that's because teams have been building defenses for the last 10 years to gear up to play the pass. And so they've got lighter pass rushers on the field. They've got lighter linebackers in the field. They've got converted corners playing safety. And what logically makes sense to do to combat that? Run right at it, right? So, you know, I think like a big part of this is always like the cat and mouse game that's not just pro football, it's just the sport in general, you know, and the way the sport works. So, after a couple of weeks, I wouldn't draw any sweeping conclusions. I would say that if scoring does wind up being down over the course of the full year, the league has shown us in the past that they are going to do something about it because, you know, very clearly over the years they've shown us that they want scoring.
Albert, it seems like a fair amount of Browns fans in the NFL are grading Deshaun Watson on a curve, which is fine, by the way, probably understandable. But do you think that how we grade Deshaun early, given the passing numbers, for instance, the numbers don't look awe-inspiring against Jacksonville, but you watch the tape, it's actually pretty good tape for Deshaun. Like, should the offenses around the NFL struggling inform kind of our early expectations with Deshaun?
I think the other thing that should inform you is the offensive line situation, which, I mean, you'd have to imagine is going to get better, right? Like that you're going to get Jedrick Wills back at left tackle. You're going to get Jack Conklin back at right tackle. And when you've had those two guys out there, now Bill Callahan's gone, and that's a factor, right? Like, but, you know, when you have those two guys out there, you've had, you know, one of the better offensive lines in all of the NFL. So, like, I think my expectation would be they'll get better in that area, which will make them better everywhere else on offense. So, yes, there was progress week over week. You know, I think you can also kind of look at, like, what happened in week one. And a lot of unscouted looks, you know, I think are a factor, you know, in what Dallas was able to do. Like, you had no idea going into week one how Mike Zimmer was going to use Micah Parsons, right? And I think flying blind in a situation like that is more difficult. It was more manageable in week two. Jacksonville's got a new defensive coordinator too, but, you know, I think they have fewer game changing players on that side of the field. So, you know, like you had a little bit less of a lift, I would say, for your offense. So I think all kinds of factors, you know, play into it. And that's part of the reason why I'm saying, like, you know, you got to get like 4-6 weeks into the season before you can really start to draw conclusions, because, you know, each of these matchups are like uniquely different. And especially early on when you might be facing teams that have new coordinators, and the Browns have had two of those in a row, and they'll get a third on Sunday going against the Giants and their new defensive coordinator, Shane Bowen.
Albert Breer of the MMQB on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. We still are going to get back to reacting to the Guardians clinching the playoff berth with a win, a walk-off win, no less, over the Twins here in Cleveland. The five.
You guys have T-shirts yet?
They don't make them in 3XLT, but there are T-shirts out there, Albert.
Okay. I remember being a kid and always being excited about that. Now as an adult, it seems like, why would you buy one? You know what I mean?
We got to get you to believe a little bit more here, buddy. Like,
I guess I sound like a jerk, don't I?
I would say jaded. You were too nice to be a jerk, but I would say a little jaded.
Yeah, maybe that's the word. Okay, well, I'll work on it.
It's all right. We all got stuff to work on. Speaking of working on things, Amari Cooper leads the league in drops through the first 2 weeks of the season, and there's been some body language stuff in games, some eye rolling. We remember the Instagram post after the Ayuk trade, the hypothetical trade got leaked. There was the contract kerfuffle with the Browns where he admitted would have liked to get a long-term deal there, was not necessarily pleased that he didn't. And then on the field, he's struggling. Do we know if in any level what's going on with Amari is more than just this is basically his preseason?
Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet, and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Allo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Hey, fantasy football owners. I'm Matt Harmon from Reception Perception, a podcast dedicated to the wide receivers. Are you as confident in your flex as you are in your wide receiver one? I didn't think so. So follow Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, I mean, I think I look like there was some frustration for him at the end in Dallas, you know, and so I think you can certainly keep an eye on it. You know, a lot of times you send a veteran player into a contract year, and you know, these sorts of things can happen. You know, like where like the player is going to look at it and say, you know, where's the team really at with me? You know, and so I think that all becomes relative to how he plays, right? Like, so if you can get him going and he's playing well, then like everybody wins, right? Like, because then you're getting a good level of production of the player, and the player is setting himself up to get paid. And, you know, whether or not you wind up renewing the relationship, you know, in February or March, you at least have everybody on the same page. If he isn't playing well, that's where you can have a problem, you know. And so I think it's sort of on the coaches to get him going. And, yeah, he's not the only one on offense who's been off to a little bit of a funky start. And, you know, I think, like, you know, you look at, like, the trouble the Browns have had pushing the ball down the field, which, again, can relate to their offensive line issue. I think that's just something you're going to have to keep an eye on, and you hope that, you know, he can, you know, have a get himself out of his rut a little bit and start to play a little bit better, and, you know, then you get again into that, like, everyone wins type of situation.
Albert, one more before we let you go. Mike Hall Jr., Brown second round pick this year, former Ohio State product. He did plead guilty, or sorry, no contest to a lesser charge than the initial domestic violence charges that he was arrested on about a month ago. How, because you've been all over a lot of these stories with the NFL and the commissioner's exempt list. Do we know how this could impact the timeline for the NFL's investigation and potential punishment?
Yeah, it speeds it up, certainly. Like, you know, like one thing that they've been really careful about, and, you know, more recently is, like, they don't want to jump in front of the legal process anymore. You know what I mean? Like, so they don't want to be in a situation where they're, you know, like making decisions before the law does, before the courts do, before the police do. Like, they don't want to get in front of that. So, you know, the fact that this now has, you know, reached a resolution means, like, that the NFL is in play to do something about it. Will they? I don't know. But, you know, it does put them in a position now where it's like, okay, like, we have the information, and now we can wrap up our own investigation. We can go and sit down and talk to Mike Hall himself, and we can put a bow on it. Like, if this thing had dragged through the course over the course of the year, my guess is the league wouldn't have done anything about it. This puts them in position to reach a conclusion with, you know, what they're going to do here, and whether or not that includes a suspension, a fine, whatever, you know, is really, you know, in their hands. But at least it can happen now based on the legal process wrapping up.
Albert, can I get a go guards out of you with some real zeal here before we let you go?
Go guards. How about that? Does that sound fake? Doesn't it?
Just one more time.
Go guards.
All right. We'll work on it. We got time to work on it. Appreciate
you. The name's new too. So it does sound. This feel like weird. You know what I mean? Like, it's still. I don't know. It's still different. I'm not saying it's right or wrong. Except saying it was. It's just different. It comes out of your mouth a little bit different. You know what I mean?
We got October to get this right, buddy. Appreciate you.
All right. Thanks, Nick.
Albert Breer there on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Hey, fantasy football owners, I'm Matt Harmon from Reception Perception, a podcast dedicated to the wide receivers. Are you as confident in your flex as you are in your wide receiver one? I didn't think so. So follow Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.